Amazon.com is not new to Grand Forks. The company already has a call center there which deals with phone orders. Then, late last year, Amazon moved in a big way by buying Toolcrib, an internet retailer which, unlike many similar companies mushrooming across the web, is actually making money. Now Amazon is considering expanding. John O'Leary is the executive director of the Office of Urban Development in Grand Forks. He says the city has a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Build a distribution warehouse, perhaps as large as 750,000 square feet for internet retailer Amazon.com.
What's significant about a distribution center of this size is that it creates the equivalent of 200 new homes in Grand Forks in terms of our tax base.
That's important for the city, which is still rebuilding its economy after the historic flood of 1997. O'Leary says the warehouse is being proposed by the local Growth Fund, an economic development group supported by a portion of the city's sales tax. If the center is built, the Growth Fund would be Amazon.com's landlord. O'Leary says this is an opportunity for the city to become an e-commerce player in a rapidly changing larger economy.
We know that e-commerce is going to hemorrhage money off of Main Street. What we have to do is figure out how to supplant that money with other sources of revenue. And we think that you can't fight this. What you have to do is join it.
The warehouse is seen by some as a way to ensure Amazon.com will expand in Grand Forks and create more jobs. Critics worry the project is too optimistic. They point to projections the company will lose $400 million this year. They also point to a letter local banker sent O'Leary saying they're wary of lending the project money. O'Leary says the reason for Amazon.com's red ink is it's reinvesting its money in expansion, including the purchase of Toolcrib. And O'Leary is confident, even in a worst-case scenario, with Amazon either leaving or not arriving in the first place, the project can be a moneymaker.
Will we have a tough time if the building goes dark re-renting it? I don't think so. Our track record on leasing out spaces that we've already constructed has been very good. We don't have any vacancies right now, although we've got 600,000 or 700,000 square feet in the industrial park that's owned by the Jobs Development Authority and leased out to businesses.
O'Leary says since 1988, the Economic Development Program has undertaken around 100 projects and has a loan loss ratio of only 5%, even though most of those projects were new businesses. Still, not everyone is reassured by O'Leary's outlook.
With fishing, you know, if you set up your tackle and your entire strategy to catch small fish and you go places where small fish are caught, you're going to get small fish.
David Thompson is a local attorney who opposes the project. He says there hasn't been enough public input on the project. He says he feels as though development officials have been hiding something, and he questions the quality of the potential jobs the project would bring to town.
If we're going to spend a lot of money to bring someone in here to provide jobs, and we're going to pay millions of dollars to that entity to generate jobs and develop them, then those jobs ought to be real good jobs. They ought to be $15, $20 an hour jobs.
In response, Doug Carpenter, who chairs the Grand Forks Growth Fund, says he'd like to see a plethora of high-paying jobs as well. But Carpenter, who's also president of the Grand Forks City Council, says some of the jobs will pay $7 to $9 an hour.
That's a starting beginning wage, which will move up and actually, you know, some of them fairly quickly, plus benefits.
Carpenter says part of the reason there's little information about the project is no proposals have been made yet. He says another reason details have been kept under wraps is changes in business practices, he says, are being brought on by the Internet.
Anything that's publicly discussed very quickly gets disseminated, and all of a sudden you've got 50, 100, 1,000 communities across the United States saying, well, we want a piece of this, too. We want 1,000 jobs in our community.
Another issue is no one knows the project's likely price tag. City Council member Bob Brooks says he's concerned the public involvement in the distribution center could stifle other projects.
Well, economic development is very important there, but if we put all of our dollars into one project, that's going to pretty much limit or eliminate anything else we can do to bring businesses to Grand Forks. And that's where my concern is.
The issue will come to a head Wednesday. That's the deadline officials have placed on a request for proposals from firms interested in building the project. Bob Reha, Minnesota Public Radio, Moorhead.